Baby, if you ever wonder if came of me, I'm living on the air in the Lost Galaxy, WKRB. I got tired of unpacking and unpacking, living up and down the dial. Maybe you and I were never meant to be, but please think of Leo once in a while. I'm at WKRB in the Lost Galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, basketball players and broomball naysayers. It's another episode of Ranger Bar Radio's WKRB in the Lost Galaxy. Yes, folks, as always, I am your host, Tyler Tanqueray, a.k.a. Batzilla98, a.k.a. Jack the Pac-Man. And right next to me, live in the Ranger Bar studio, the man with his hand up the fandom's dress, our special correspondent, Slut Ranger.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Welcome back to part two of Unleashed, the big bad Branson Beast Morphers special. Hoo-ah!
Yes, more Beast Morphers.
Talking about the new, current, and seems to be somewhat beloved, at least by us, Power Ranger series.
Yeah.
Catch it on the Fox box. I mean, Fox Kids. I mean, Nickelodeon, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon. That's the what you want to be tuning into. And the first episode we're talking about is got tubas in it.
Yeah, Tuba Triumph.
This is a Ravi focused episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the kid playing the tuba and getting bullied.
Well, nobody should be bullied for playing a tuba. That's just wrong. So, yeah. And he teaches him how to fight.
Yeah.
Which is a nice little thing that he does for this kid.
Yeah, this was all right as far as kid episodes go.
Yeah, usually.
Sometimes they don't turn out too well.
I was literally thinking the same thing. I'm like, yeah, usually kid episodes suck real hard. And this one actually didn't. I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I was actually thinking kid episodes definitely if we was to make like a top 20 of the worst Power Ranger episodes of all time, I feel like there'd definitely be a few kid episodes in there.
Yeah.
They're just awful. No. The producer's fault. All right, so I thought the nice little spin kick he does at the end when the bully stands up to him and he's like, oh yeah, roundhouse. I was like, wow, that actually looked cool and was cheesy in the right way. That's what I took away from Tuba Triumph.
He helps save the day and use the tuba to defeat Tubatron.
That kid was pretty small to carry a tuba, but He did it.
And to make a sound wave that powerful. Match the monsters.
How did he do it? It's amazing.
And this was the one that had that. Like, the only time you really see Roxy fight unmorphed, basically. There's a few, yeah, flips and a jump kick.
Well, so
that
any,
was cool.
Anytime I can see Roxy's face, you know, I'm down. Yeah. So, you know what else? Is that...
Yeah.
Robbie's just a darn good Blue Ranger. So well-rounded. Helping little kids. Everything. Just so darn proud of him. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, I give this episode, I'll give it a 3.
I'll give it a 4.
Oh!
That was good.
Puts 4.
Even, yeah, for a kid episode. Although part of that is just for, you know, how much Roxy was in it.
Oh! She's pulling entire points now. Just to see an unmorph Roxy fight. The kids are pulling the episode scores up by points, Jimmy. Full points. Whew. All right. Well, I guess I gotta start paying attention. All right. So what is that? What's that bring us to next?
Hypnotic Halloween.
Hypnotic Halloween. And this one, you were so excited for.
Yep.
And,
this is the one where Nate sets up everyone to watch a movie. But I guess he got off some, like, pirated software.
Uh-huh.
Which was really, you know, just Scrozzle.
And, yeah. I actually, this was, it was a goofy, fun Halloween episode. That they,
Yeah, I mean, I like how they, you know, they got hypnotized. Except for Devin. Who wasn't at the room at the time, so...
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I thought Ravi wasn't the best British Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
His accent could have used some work, but other than that, it was goofy. He had Yellow Ranger as the Viking.
Yeah. No, I love Zoe as the Viking. Because, like, it's like, if you follow Jackie on Instagram, you know she didn't really have to try that hard. Because half the time she's that goofy anyway.
I don't, but,
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know, using the clips sort of to have Devin help them remember who they are.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a stock footage episode. They were just kind of doing little flashbacks. So I didn't feel like it encumbered the episode where I felt like I was sitting there like totally rewatching something I had already seen. Again. But for a Halloween episode, I mean, which usually aren't the greatest. I mean, for some reason, for some reason, Power Rangers kind of has the opposite mentality where it's like, let's not make the holiday specials episodes special at all. Let's make them kind of bad, actually.
Yeah, I mean, they're always, you know, the point is just for, you know, a bonus episode.
Right.
The supporting cast is never in it. It's always just, you know, the core Rangers. And maybe a villain like Scrozzle.
Scrozzle. Scribby Scrozzle.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely better than just doing a total clip show.
Yeah. It was, especially, I don't know, what we've come to know of these episodes in the Neo Saban era. It's definitely a nice episode. Not my favorite. I think my favorite still goes to, golly, was it Ninja Steel? They did the Jumanji one. It was like it was.
The game?
Yeah, the game board type one that, golly, what's that guy's name too? Calypso?
Cosmo.
Cosmo Royale. Which, did he ever get a figure?
No.
That's fucked up. He was the best part of that fucking show.
Fun fact, it's the same voice actor. But Samurai's was alright too. We did Party Monsters.
Yeah, I guess it was their Christmas episodes in Samurai that I hated more.
But then, yeah,
I still feel like there was a bad. Maybe it was Dino Charge. I'm thinking
the first part of, yeah, Dino Charge and Ninja Steel both had the Halloween court.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad they didn't, you know, reuse that, but.
Why not?
Well, because we already had it twice.
So it could be our thing.
Yeah.
The Halloween court. A real thing in Power Rangers. Why has everything got to be new all the time?
So I'd give this a 4. But that's, you know, you know why I give it a 4.
It's not why I'm going to give it a 4.
I mean, it's part of the reason. It was still, you know.
I'm going to give it a 3. Now you've convinced me to give it a 3. You're welcome. Yeah. Cute, fun Halloween episode. So yeah, what's the next episode? Past Halloween.
Sound and Fury.
That sounds furious. More tubas, I hope not.
Now, this is the one when Nate and Zoe are recruiting a new lab assistant.
Named
Megan, who is just a total bitch. I mean, you think there's got to be some catch, like it's really Roxy or it's really a monster, but there's no catch. She's really just a bad person, which past seasons would never do. So it was definitely surprising.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That, yeah, they, well, they went this route. Yeah, Nate and Zoe both end up seeing the the same movie, Revenge of the Hydra Worm.
Revenge of the Hydra Worm.
Which was, yeah, like one of the early monsters in Mystic Force. And then, yeah, she sees them and takes a video to show the commander.
Ah. Nope. It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah. You said you saw this one.
I feel like I did.
But yeah. So she tries to, yeah, tell Commander Shaw, but she's not having any of it. And Megan is, yeah, escorted out.
Oh. That's a bummer.
We also get, like, an upgraded Tubatron in this.
See? I said something about tubas. More tubas. I do remember.
This was also the debut of the Fury Cells.
Ah, yes. I remember these. That give Devin his super abilities. But they come at a cost. A deadly cost. Can we talk about how Devin is supposed to be keeping a secret identity that he's the Red Ranger, but yet he wears a shirt with a cheetah on it that's like morphing into a robot essentially on it?
Yep.
I want you to know, Dad, please be proud of me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This was essentially, yeah, the Battleizer episode.
Okay. Yeah. Now, now it's all coming back to me.
Devin, yeah.
When you say Battleizer,
powers up to Red Fury mode. So, yeah, this was cool.
I was thinking Blind Fury with Rutger Hauer, so it was totally different.
I feel like we hadn't gotten a real Battleizer episode in forever.
Well, what can you do? Yeah, they're just... His almost just, you know, it doesn't really feel like that much of a Battleizer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty more of like a Lights of Orion upgrade almost or something, a little.
I guess, I mean, I thought of it as a Battleizer.
I mean, I get it is.
Especially since it's completely original.
Oh, I did not know that either, yeah. Of course, but,
And the cheetah claws are pretty cool.
Which,
yeah.
Missed the, like, the big chunky Battleizers, you know, like, the red and green ones in Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah.
Those Battleizers, ooh. Ooh! Ooh! Mm!
Eric on, like, the roller skates.
That one, not so much. But the,
Andros.
Andros had a great Battleizer. Yeah. Leo had a pretty good Battleizer, too.
Yeah.
and the
Carter's was all right.
Carter's was okay. I liked Joel's and Chad's better personally, but
I like Cole's.
Not the skates, but the Black Knight armor upgrade.
Yeah.
And Time Force was halfway decent.
It was alright.
Not the greatest, but is better than the roller skate upgrade one for sure.
Shane's was cool.
See, I don't even remember Shane's.
Connor, like, have the stretchy arms.
Yeah. I didn't like that. It, like, took the lantern look.
How about, yeah. Max. Which was like the face of Sentinel Knight.
Oh.
On the chest.
Max?
Yeah.
From which one of those Max?
Overdrive.
There's no Max in Overdrive. Mac. Okay. I thought you were saying Max. And I was like, who? Huh? Yeah. That one's just weird. If you're going to have someone's face on your chest, they better be talking. All right, so how does this episode compare to other Battle episodes? Not that great, I don't feel like.
I feel like it was still good. Not like the best, but I mean, I'd give it a 4.
I'm going to give it a 3. Just because I can barely remember it, so it obviously wasn't that great.
Yeah.
The Battleizer look, like, I like it. Like, it it's very sleek. Like, I would be fine if the suits all look like that. Were that chunky. That would be totally fine with me. And then when they battleize her up, it's even more chunky monkey. Big old buzz saw on the side or something. We're even allowed to make buzz saws anymore.
It's like Jaden had Shogun mode, which was, you know, only used one time outside of the Zord cockpit.
Yeah, oh my gosh, if they used the cockpit and like from previous seasons in like fighting, that would be, oh man, I would love that. Cause I love those things, but all they do is all they are is dress wear for the cockpit. I'd like to think they were battling somewhere.
Yeah.
In them. In my imagination.
Like, oh boy. All the Rangers are in Shogun mode.
Oh, yeah.
Shogun pink.
But they had a beginning battle where they were in their ninja outfits with the masks on. Oh, samurai, what you could have been. Yeah, all right. What's up next, buckaroo?
Next one is Seeing Red.
Oh.
And this is the one where Devin just is acting like a total asshole. But it turns out that
it's because
the Fury Cell is slowly making him evil.
Yes. Now this... This for me is like great classic Power Ranger episode plot, like done well, new and fresh.
Because at first, I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, he's not acting out of character, is he? Like, yeah. He's like, yeah. Stops the robbery.
Yeah.
And lifts the car up and just drops it.
Yeah. No, totally. Because I totally, at first, I was like, oh, man, like, he's not being that much of a dick. Like, he's maybe a little, being a little rash, I guess. But then it's like he really turns it up. I love when they show how strong a Power Ranger is, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they can lift up a car. Like, it's not above them." And
yeah, but the last Fury Cell does run out just before Devin can kill Ravi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
Some good tension there, boys. Yeah. It was great. See, I remember this episode. This is
like an old friend patting me on the back.
And I mean, this is, yeah. Well, I guess, you know, Fury Mode ends up, it's just a 2-episode thing.
Yeah, that was it. They're just like, yeah, we don't want to ever have to use this suit again. This is just to sell the toys.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, you know, this in the upcoming season, you know, they'll do the team power up from Go Busters.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Power Custom, which is mostly just, you know, extra armor.
Cool. No, well, that's fine.
So, yeah.
I like I said, I'm all for the chunkier costumes, so knock 'em dead.
But yeah, this was all right. And they get the third data chip. So now they have all three powers.
Is there a data chip toy?
No.
Why not?
So of course, yeah. Blaze and Roxy, you know, argue over who's gonna get the upgrade with all three of the gorilla, cheetah, and rabbit powers.
Why should you get it? You've done nothing but fail. So yeah, I would slam down an easy 5 for this episode. Like, I really thought the tension was there. Like, it, yeah, like you said, like, the, you didn't know at first that, like, oh, he's, like, being affected by something, which you usually always do in a Power Ranger episode. Like, oh, you see him get hit by the beam or whatever that Rita shoots at him, or he drinks the potion. But this time it was like, oh, they just start off the episode, he's saving the day, and oh, he's gonna help out a robbery. And, then, yeah, it's like, oh, no, he's going crazy from this power. And I was like, oh, man, this, yeah. Fun episode, classic Power Ranger stuff, like, done right, done fresh. So.
I think, yeah, I got to agree and give it a 5.
Oh, my gosh, an agreement. The season of agreement.
Yeah, awesome. I can't believe it. We're agreeing on stuff.
What's the next episode? Is it Guerrilla Art?
Yes. Ravi has a secret.
He has a deep, deep, dark secret.
He likes to stand by Roxy's pod and do art.
Do art. I'm doing art, Mom.
Doing some drawings. Yes, but his mom doesn't know.
Yes, because she thinks such things are foolish.
And even Smash doesn't know either. So when he walks in and sees him, Ravi tries to erase his recent memory.
Oh, yeah.
But now Smash likes doing art and starts drawing all over, like, the side of a building.
Yes, graffiti.
Yes.
Yes, this is definitely a strange episode.
I mean, I thought, yeah, you know, the Ravi Smash focus was good, because it feels like, you know, that we hadn't really had much Ranger B-Spot focus.
Well, yeah, it's a Ranger B-Spot focus.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see Ravi mourning over Roxy. It's just weird. It's like, oh, here's another secret of Ravi's. And he's... and then another thing. Oh, he's supposed to be the big rule follower, and oh, he's gonna erase his B-Spot's memory. Like, you're kind of breaking the rules a lot there, buddy boy.
Yeah.
For a guy that's supposed to be on the straight and narrow.
This was also the debut of Bargoyle, who comes to get the Fury Cells and then is pretty quickly given the upgrade.
Yes, he is one of Scroxel's creations, right?
No.
Or Evox's?
No, he just shows up.
I know.
He wasn't created.
Isn't that somebody else? No, he wasn't created. He's Scrozzel says at one point, he's like, oh, this was one of my creations, but then he like went on out on his own or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Hoo-ah! See, I remember stuff too. So
yeah, we get a nice Bargoyle steel fight, which was funny since it's both the same voice actor.
So talented. Is that Kelson Henderson? No? Okay.
No. Kelson is just Cruz.
It was a joke, but thank you. Kelson Henderson slam! I don't know why I want to slam Kelson Henderson, but it's so easy because he's in every season, so easy target. All right. Yeah. Fun episode. Definitely. I had no complaints really that I can think of off the top of my head.
Turns out that Smash knew all along about his hobby, but wasn't going to say anything. So, yeah, nice. Nice moment.
Thing I was wondering why the other B-Spots weren't around. in this episode.
Oh, because they're never...
Like, it's like, oh, we're hanging out with the gorilla. They're all hanging out with the gorilla, but it's like, where's the other guys at?
And we got the budget for one at a time. Unless it's, yeah. Except for, you know, A Friend Indeed. You know, when they do, like, the finale, which everyone is in. So, hopefully we get, you know, another, you know, Devin Cruz episode. I feel like, you know, A Friend Indeed was kind of Zoe Jax focused.
Yeah. It's just a bizarre episode in just weird ways. The whole, like, yeah, restarting of his memory somehow gets him into painting is just like a weird a weird plot device. The fact that his mom is so anti-art. And yeah, the other B spots not being there is weird too. So I'm gonna go ahead and just give it a 3. I was thinking about giving it a 4, because it's a really interesting episode. But it's like, it's, I don't know, it's not, it's weird in weird ways, not weird in like Power Ranger ways, which they are Power Ranger ways, but it's not the good kind of weird. Like, it was just, yeah. I think really too, just the absence of the other B spots bothered me. That like Steel was there, like everybody else was there. It's like, what are they, like playing poker somewhere? Like, just say something. I don't know.
They're just so underrepresented. That damn gorilla takes up all the B spot time.
No, yeah, all right. What are you giving it?
Yeah, I'll give it a 4.
Oh, of course. Course. All right. What are we on to now? Hit me with it next time.
Ranger reveal.
Ranger reveal. And what are we revealing?
That the Ranger's morphing is captured on the news camera.
Ah, yes. By Yellow Ranger's mother. She works for the news reporters. And,
and yeah, she wants to, like, have it, like, the top story of the news.
And she realizes that some stories shouldn't be published because her daughter did a great interview with the, was it a movie star, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the movie star, Nikki Rev.
Nikki Rev.
Yeah, I guess it was fine for a girls episode.
I like the idea. I always like the idea of, oh, we're going to reveal the Power Rangers' identity. Like, that always, like, escalates tension really easily.
I love
tension.
Like, the guy is able to fix the memory card, which looks in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, I know. We'll just send it to the guy in IT. He'll just stitch this thing back together. Ridiculous. And, just that her mom didn't, yeah. I'm gonna teach her a lesson by doing this interview. It's a girl's episode. I'm a sexist bastard. It's This is cheesy.
Yeah.
Mother and daughter feel good episode.
I mean, it was all right, but
yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't. It wasn't good. The fact that her boss would just be like, "Oh yeah, of course. Let's have you. You're a famous reporter. Let's just have your daughter just do it." Sure. I know. I guess that's how it works in Hollywood, if you know what I mean. But, I don't know. I guess just because I'm sexist. That's why it wasn't,
And I feel like that almost every year we have some, you know, some episode where the Rangers' identities are nearly revealed.
Right, unless they already have revealed their identities themselves. But that's, you know, that's always a thing. We've had that. This felt very much like an episode of Dino Thunder. Like with Cassie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to reveal who the Rangers are. But I know that a good reporter doesn't do that.
But like, yeah. I feel like that was kind of better than this.
Yeah, that's what I think too. That's why I'm gonna give this episode a 3. And that's a high 3. I probably should go 2, but it was not Beast Morpher's best, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 3.
Probably. Alright, yeah. I'll take it. I do like that they brought back her mom, like, yeah. Oh, world building, actually a person. I feel like we might see her boss again too. Could be possible.
Yeah.
Alright, shoot me with the next one. What is, you got anything more you want to say about that yellow-centric episode? Favorite Yellow Ranger?
I know, it's like, yeah, the Yellow Ranger episodes aren't really the best.
Yeah. Hey, it's just it is like RPM more and more.
I like Summer though in RPM.
I liked Summer, but her episodes were usually always the lowest rated in RPM. I feel like in the premiere episodes, out of all the color premiere episodes, I feel like hers were like the one where it's like,
That wedding two-parter was pretty good though. But most of RPM was pretty good anyway.
Yeah, it's true. God tier. God tier.
Now we're up to rewriting history.
Rewriting history.
This is the one that starts out with Steel wants a pet. Nate bets that if he can take care of a potted plant, then he'll get one.
Yeah. This episode is once again hinted on the fact that Nate kind of sucks and Steel is awesome and holding him back from living his best life. So what was the plant's name again? He named it something. Right? Possibly. Rover. Ralphie. Punk's a Tony Phil. Anyways, it's not important.
But yeah, this is the one when Scrozzle has the memory pulsator on the broadcast tower.
And what is that?
And by sending waves, continuous waves out, everyone thinks that Blaze and Roxy became Rangers.
Ah, yes.
Not Devin and Zoe.
Yes.
And so, with the changed memories, Steel finds Devin and...
they work together to, yeah, this is another episode I thought was really good. And...
oh, yeah. Blaze and Roxy are able to walk into Grid Battle Force. Let's see, what was it they were taking?
Equipment for...
yeah.
A robot body of some sort. They, I thought this one easily could have been a two-parter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was so much they could have done with this episode.
Oh, the plant was named Spot.
Spot. I went with Rover. So close.
But I think, yeah. Steel is also not affected. So he's able to, yeah. Try to convince Devin that he's a Ranger.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. They had a good dynamic. I mean, yeah, Steel... Roxy moves episode up points. I feel like Steel moves episodes up points. So together, they both rocked this episode.
I mean, yeah. Hard. I mean, this could have been an excellent two-parter if we had seen more of Blaze and Roxy as Rangers.
Right? Like, oh, man, they could have...
yeah.
That's, done way more.
That's what I was kind of hoping for, but they really only...
yeah, it was more of a Steel focus episode.
It was more of a callback to the premiere when they...
yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, because the Blaze and Roxy take the mega transporters.
I will go out, Alicia said it could have been a three-parter. Easily.
Essentially it's part two of the finale.
This episode is...
yeah. Part one or part two, depending on... if you count the previous one.
No, it'd have to be starting with this one, but I... yeah.
Yeah. But I think the previous one kind of started the plot line.
Right.
So that's why, yeah. Some people count it.
I was saying, they could have done a whole episode where they actually, you know, are Rangers.
Yeah.
Nah. Then a whole episode with Devin and Steel would have been shebang bang. So, but anyways, still... a really great fucking episode. I give it a 5 easily. The like you said, yeah, I got Steel and Roxy together, boom, fun times at the El Royale, you know what I mean, baby. And Beast Morphers continues to just be a real goddamn fun time. I really hope it's going somewhere, because gosh darn it.
And this is the one where Mayor Daniels sees Devin demorph.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally.
And they, oh, yeah. Because in the next episode, he goes into the the digital world or whatever. It's not the digital world. Evox is trapped in the digital world, right? Or the morphing grid.
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, he's trapped into the digital world.
Okay, so where is the bad guy's base, though? Where is that at?
The cyber dimension.
The cyber dimension, okay. The cyber dimension. 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 Alright. Well. Yeah, what did you give this episode?
I'll give it a 4.
A 4? Oh, what knocked it down that point for you? Because you didn't get the stuff that you wanted of more Roxy and Blaze.
A little bit more Blaze and Roxy as Rangers.
All right. I can agree with that.
I don't know. I kind of thought the plot of just the continuous waves being sent down was kind of weird.
Yeah, that seemed kind of a giant thing to do to just convince everyone that they were the ones that were Rangers without, and then it to have them never actually become the Rangers. Yeah. Definitely a lot of wasted potential. I can see that, but I can go on for days being upset about what Power Rangers doesn't do, but it was a fun, solid Beast Morphers episode. Hear he. So what that brings us, we're into actual finale here, right? Or
not quite. We still have one more. So that was part one of the finale, basically.
If it was a 4-parter.
Well, because a 3-parter, because this is part 2, Target Tower. We have so many episodes to go through. It's like, oh yeah. So this is the one where. Yeah, Devin demorphs, and Mayor Daniels sees it after he was there to, help them. Because he was already there.
Right.
And goes, rushes in to help.
And, finally gets to see the true hero his son truly is, the greatest. The best Red Ranger of all time.
This is also when we have the final fight between Ravi and Roxy.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, Ravi just lets her have it and destroys her.
Ah, yes. So they can wake up.
That was pretty. He held nothing back. Pretty much.
He said, quit playing games with my heart, baby girl. You don't love me. No, I was surprised. Because it was a pretty intense fight, and then it was like, oh man, they're actually waking them up.
But yeah, and Ravi disobeys orders because he's supposed to be taking the Mega Transporters back.
Yes, the Mega Transporters.
But instead, can't pass up the chance to have the one-on-one with Roxy.
He loves her, man.
Quit playing games with my heart. Oh, my heart.
Oh, my heart.
So, yeah, this is pretty solid.
Yeah, good. It, like, good pacing. Leading, you know, finale, halfway mark, the mid-season finale. I don't know.
I don't know what they're called anymore.
Oh, we'll see if the season finale.
The season, this is this leading up to the season finale. The quarterly finale.
So yeah, the real Roxy finally awakens.
And she doesn't try to kill everyone.
Knowing the Evox's plan, since she was connected to the Avatar. But I think, yeah. Well, when they were in the base, I think Avatar Roxy, like, infected the pod. So that's why she doesn't look well.
Yeah. She looked bad, like, real bad. When she came out, it was like, oh, wow, I didn't know you were smoking meth in there.
I think it was just...
And when Blaze came out, he wasn't, like... He didn't look half that bad.
No, because I think it was because of the virus programmed into the pod. Pretty much.
So she's going to be infected next season, you think?
No, because she was fine in the finale.
Oh.
Yeah,
weird.
I think, yeah, she'll be fine.
So now it got some of that Mayor Daniels shit.
No, I don't think so. Although we don't know what's really going to happen to them. The only thing we really know is they're doing, like, Robo Blaze, which will be, like, using footage of one of the suits from GoBusters.
Hmm.
Like, whether or not it's the real Blaze or a robot or something.
I would assume it's going to be him.
And even then, it's like, so are, you know... If Blaze and Roxy are like...
They're gonna be Rangers now, man!
Hey, Roxy could take over for Zoe. You never know.
Oh, man, I wish.
Yeah, I would... Favorite Yellow Ranger ever. But I don't think it's gonna happen.
Maybe she'll get cancer and she'll have to step in. Oh, just kidding. One of that Kendrick stuff. That's a horrible joke.
And they could very well just straight up be evil so that they can use, you know, the GoBusters footage of Roxy's counterpart.
So. Well, I hope they find some way to incorporate them in instead of just having them sitting with Nate in the base and the commander, like, yeah,
sitting
Ten Hut
off screen with the beast box.
They're in a janitor's closet playing poker with the beast bots. Branson Hold'em. So yeah, I give this episode a 5. Easy. This was, like, great, great hype episode for the leading up to the finale. Very, very proud of the work they're doing at Beast Morphers. Make Power Rangers fun again.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like to save the 5s. I feel like I'd give it a high 4.
Yeah. I know what you mean. You wanna save your 5s for for a special lady. Now, a high four, you can do that. Do a high four. It was probably a low five for me. I mean, but, darn good fun. And, yeah. Well, we're moving on to the next one there, Buckaroo.
Yeah, Evox upgraded.
Evox upgraded.
Season finale.
The season finale of Power Rangers Beast Morphers.
Well, at the end, yeah.
Watch it end on of your...
At the end of the last one, you know, Roxy basically tells him the plan, which was... We find out that Scrozzle had been working on creating a new body for Evox.
I told you he's handy.
Although,
you don't think he couldn't help Gold Ranger whip up that body that quick?
I think that's part of the reason I gave it a 4, though, is because of how out of left field that kind of was.
Out of left field!
Because suddenly, Scrozzle's been working on a body this whole time. I don't know, I would have liked to seen that more foreshadowed or something. I feel like older seasons would have, you know,
it's a surprise. That. It's a bait and switch. It totally makes sense that he would be doing that, because what, he's going to rely on Vargoyle, which,
Who was destroyed.
Destroyed and who turned against him before, and then he's got Blazing Roxy who can't do a damn thing right. And now they're woken up.
But the idea was, yeah. In the previous one, the Rangers... Well, yeah. In the previous one, Evox and Scrozzle were able to get the tower and transport it into the cyber dimension. So now there's enough Morph X to just pump into the...
Right.
The thing to, so Evox
is a
can
pretty cool
transport into the body.
Cool scene.
So that was cool.
That was all the green Morph X getting pumped.
Be careful with that Morph X.
Power Rangers loves a good slime pumping scene.
That Morph X and how easily it explodes.
It's like kerosene.
Yeah. Devin and his dad have the heart to heart. Now that he knows he's a ranger.
Yeah. It's a good moment. Long overdue. At least it happened at the end of this season and not the end of the next one. And then, they got the escape from the cyber dimension, which was fun.
Yeah. Well, they decide they have to remake the cyber gate in order to go in to the cyber dimension.
Well, luckily we got Nate, the smartest kid in the world.
And then, yeah, Betty ends up testing it out and gets stretchy powers.
Yeah.
Which was a little, you know, unneeded breaking of the tension for something wacky.
Yeah, I definitely felt unnecessary to her, like... Was it the one, too, where did she, like, travel through, like, all, like, different locations, and they, like, went through space? Or was that a different episode I'm thinking of?
Yeah, it might have been this one, where they,
Yeah, the portal they, like, go through, like, space, and... The Swiss Alps, which was like kind of funny, and then the stretchy part was just like, oh really, you gotta take it there too, like, jeez, can't be just satisfied with your funny joke, you gotta take it too far. We're trying to have a series finale here. Some real, you know, some real hard shit.
And so we do, yeah, see it. Evox in his new body. Although it doesn't really do a whole lot in it.
Yeah. That's kind of my only complaint with Evox. So hopefully, I'm hoping next season, like, he's gonna start kicking some ass or something.
Well, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him, if he's still trapped, or if they, you know, use the same body again, or if he possesses Mayor Daniels.
Yes.
Which was hinted at the end. Which I thought that was cool as well, when the destroying the tower basically creates an entire explosion, destroying the cyber dimension.
Yeah.
But then it looks like somehow Evox turns into a purple mist. Which it looks like infects
Mayor Daniels.
So, I mean, I'm skeptical based on how long Heckle and Snine lasted and Dino Charge before the Rangers found out about that.
Yeah, it would be fun if he's possessed for a while. That could be a lot of fun. I like the actor. He seems like he could play a good villain pretty easily. Not just because he's black. The only thing for me with Evox, so far it just seems like it's all the henchmen doing all the work. And he kind of hasn't really, like, done anything threatening to where we should be so scared of him. But there have been great villains that have like that, and mine comes to mind is Queen Bansheera, who was, like, very, like, mysterious and back and did nothing, and then she slowly started to do stuff.
Yeah.
And was, like, very frightening. Even like Trakina, kind of the same thing. Though I think Queen Bansheer, I don't think there's been a better slow build villain than Queen Bansheera. But
what I thought was kind of silly was, like, the Ranger Zords are claimed to be destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Even though they're pretty quickly rebuilt, and we see them in the Christmas episode. So that's always kind of bullshit.
Well, oh, yeah.
Zords are destroyed. Yeah, not really.
For now, they have the entire grid battle force behind them. You see all those people down there? You know how quick Alpha used to rebuild Zords? Like, yeah. Plus, they need them for next season, so it's it did kind of seem like a throwaway line, though. Like, oh, the Zords are destroyed. Where it was like, oh, like, shouldn't that be, like, a bigger moment? Like,
yeah.
The Zords getting destroyed? Because I remember seeing it happen. Right?
Well, like, when the Ultra Zord breaks apart.
Yeah. Yeah. So, definitely, I feel like they do the kind of Neo Saban thing where it's like, oh, everything is wrapping up this season, but it's not terrible where it has been in other seasons, where it feels like, oh man, this is the series finale, but it's really not. Whereas this kind of, like, definitely, like, leaves you, like, with the thing where it's like, oh, we wrapped up this season, kind of, and, like,
yeah,
shit's not done. Because it wasn't like they lost their powers or anything.
I know, I was afraid they were going to lose their... Their powers would be taken or something.
Or they're going to give them up.
Like, that's what I hated about, like, first half Ninja Steel and Dino Charge.
Yeah.
And they acted like it was the last episode.
No, yeah, I definitely don't like that.
And especially... Because for Ninja Steel, it was the end of Galinax. And for Dino Charge, they kind of... You know, forgot about the crashed ship.
Yeah.
Had all the Galaxy Warriors audience. But here, you know, they wrap it up, but still leave things open.
Yeah.
Everyone comes back. Because, you know, I would love a cliffhanger, but it's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, we kind of got a cliffhanger. Yeah. It wasn't a, like, great, like, the biggest cliffhanger, but we definitely got like a tease of like, oh shit,
but like, yeah,
something's going down next season. But yeah, it definitely, yeah, it's not like we used to get where it's like, oh man, everything is fucked, like,
yeah,
before we go into next season, instead of like, yay, we're leaving the season on a high note, like we're all happy, like, no, we want shit to be fucked up and, like, oh man, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna make it next season? Things look so bad.
I mean, Megaforce had a good cliffhanger. Like, I loved, yeah, when the Armada came in.
Yeah, that was a good cliffhanger. I always liked Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah.
The Olympias. Thought that was a good one. But, let me have...
Make some Miss Lightspeed Rescue.
So I'd give this a 5.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give it a 5, too. Wasn't perfect by any means, but, it was... Especially for the last Neo... Saban years, like, we have not had like a season finale of the first season,
yeah,
that was that really that enjoyable,
except for, yeah, Megaforce. Kind of
Megaforce had a pretty good one, nice cliffhanger, but even still, Megaforce just wasn't as fun to watch as,
yeah,
Beast Morphers.
Even for Megaforce, it's kind of hard to like the last good first half finale before that. It's like the Disney years didn't have one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, so yeah. What are your predictions for season 2 of Power Rangers Beast Morphers?
I think they'll use more GoBusters footage.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, the Blaze and Roxy's counterparts.
And because you think the cyber dimension is gone?
Well, you never know.
You do never know. That
and
is
we know,
true.
Yeah, they're doing the adapting the Dino team up with Jason.
Yeah.
Which you already saw in the teaser.
And Dr. K will be in an episode as well, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. K, Colonel Truman. I'm still a little bit like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that is.
Especially with how they kind of establish, you know, it's a separate dimension.
Right.
So unless it's they're going to show up to say that, yeah, Evox is Vengix, then, yeah, we'll see.
Man, that would be awesome. It'd be totally cheesy, but really fucking awesome if Evox is Vengix. And that... Because, man, it totally works that... Yeah, this is like in different our different RPM timeline, essentially, where the end of the world didn't happen and we didn't have to build the domed city of Corinth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably too complicated.
Just never gonna work in Hollywood. Oh.
And how about like the shorter theme song?
Golly, I didn't even notice.
Well, it's, yeah. 30 seconds as opposed to a minute. It's a pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they needed that extra time for storytelling. Yeah? No? Well...
Yeah.
My prediction is that Devin and Blaze are gonna get together.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah! No. I don't know. I just hope it's good. I'm excited for this dinosaur team-up episode.
Which we'll kind of hope will be two parts.
Yeah, we've one can help. Of these one-part shenanigans, yeah.
I mean, just having a team-up outside of an anniversary season.
Right, like it's been a while.
JDF isn't a part of. Really, the last one was SPD.
No, it was Once a White Ranger. Oh, wait, no, that was an anniversary season. I was going to say.
So, Wormhole in History in SPD.
Oh, but JDF was technically being impersonated in it, so.
Yeah, in Wormhole.
Still a part of it. So the last one from that was what, Forces the Future?
Yeah, well, the last good one.
That wasn't an anniversary season or involved JDF.
Well, JDF wasn't in History. That was just the three.
Oh. Oh, so History?
Yeah.
People didn't like that, did they? I guess they didn't
that one was alright, but they didn't like Wormhole.
They didn't like Wormhole, which...
Wormhole came out on like DVD first too, like the end of the year.
I was fine with Wormhole. I don't care. Like,
yeah, Wormhole had problems. Yeah, the whole going back to like the Dino Thunder timeline.
Oh, it did make sense, but it was a fun episode. It wasn't that like. People were upset because, oh, Jeffrey Perrazzo's doing JDF or whatever. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, so JDF didn't come back for an episode, but we're still going to have Tommy in suit. Like, boo-hoo. Yeah. That's how shit works downtown.
Like, the last best one was definitely Thunderstorm.
Hmm. All right.
That was, yeah.
That was okay, too. Not my favorite.
Although, yeah. I don't know. Watching Ninja Storm now might be a little weird.
My goodness. Shade Throne. Yeah,
I think so.
It's Netflix viewings are definitely going down.
Probably.
Alright, well, Slut Ranger, want to thank you for coming out and sitting next to the fire here at the Ranger Bar Studios.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure discussing Power Rangers Beast Morphers for you, with you.
Yep.
And thank you, kids at home, for listening to Ranger Bar Radio's WKRB in the Lost Galaxies Unleashed. Big Bad Branson Beast Morphers Splactacular.
So we got, 22 more episodes of the Beast.
Ow!
Which, we don't know when exactly it comes back yet, but... Plus, it's a PMC year, too, so... It's a good time to be a Power Rangers fan.
That's right, it is. And we'll see you next time, motherfuckers!
See ya.
Bye.
It's game time, Rangers.
In brand new episodes, the Power Rangers' greatest enemy returns.
He wants his back.
To beat him, they'll need awesome new gear.
Beast X King Power Bolt.
Epic new battle modes.
Activate Beast X mode.
And monumental new Megazords.
This sword's got attitude.
But will it be enough?
My master plan cannot be stopped.
Power Rangers Beast Morphers. Catch brand new episodes. Coming soon on Nick.
Power Rangers.